Say, Lord Jesus,
I'm going to learn
how to love me
without conditions.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're about to talk to me.
Romans chapter 5.
This is going to be a very brief message, but I pray that you understand that there is a purpose in all the things that we experience. And if we look back after the experience, we should be able to see some changes within us. Verse 1, the NIV says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, not through reasoning. Say, I have been justified.
I have been justified.
Through faith.
Through faith.
Not by reasoning.
Not by reasoning.
I have peace with God.
I have peace with God.
Through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Whom I have gained access by faith.
Into this grace.
The unmerited favor that he's poured into me is not understood by me. So therefore, that's why he gave me grace. And by faith into this grace, in which I now stand,
I rejoice.
In the hope
of the glory of
God. Not only so, but I also rejoice in my suffering.
Because I know
that suffering produces perseverance.
Perseverance
and character.
And character, hope.
And the hope does not disappoint me.
Because God has poured out of his love
into my heart
by the Holy Spirit.
I'm choosing to love me.
And it's going to change me.
That's the word.
Yes.
You see, I could go on, but during one of the tests, I had to go back in that same kind of a machine that I was in a year ago, and I was reminded of the test a year ago, where there was no way that I could take in any oxygen, and the test was the same. And instantly, I saw written over me, are you going to enjoy this suffering? Are you going to rejoice in this suffering? It was very temporary. It was very short-lived compared to a year ago. And I said, yes, Lord. And I could feel the tears inside. Because you see, self-pity comes in. Anybody have problems with self-pity kind of visits around once in a while? So self-pity tried, and I said, no. I'm not going to reason this out. I'm going to give thanks. So one of the nurses made a mistake, and I had a nice big bubble on my arm because the shunt that they put in didn't work. But God had provided an angel, beautiful little girl. She said to the other one, who was very angry and pushy, well, we'll have to send him back. I didn't say a word, So here comes the little one. I don't think she was more than 5 feet two. She says, well, you know, she says, if it's okay by him, I'll put a second one in right away. Okay? Now, the first one, I thought she was going to tear my arm out, which was with my wife in the room. And now, of course, they tried to put all those chemicals in there, and of course, it's all bubbled up, and it made a mess, and it was burning like, and I'm thinking of the little bit of burning that I'm experiencing compared to what Jesus must have felt when he put, you know, those things in his hands. I mean, come on. Those spikes, there was no way it could compare the burning. It didn't match. But the bottom line was, it was a reminder of what he went through. So obviously the little girl nodded to the other, and the other one kind of like, and finally submitted, and I knew that was the Lord. She put that in there, and I felt zero of anything. They put the chemicals in, put me back in the box, and, you know, it's just kind of tight quarters. Survivable. But again, see, Holy Spirit was reminding me, are seconds okay by you, Kim? Is it okay by you what's going on right now? Well, I could have said no, which would have been criticalness. But I did say, Lord, you said to rejoice. Verse 3. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering. It doesn't say get upset. It says rejoice in my suffering. There's no logic to that word. Okay? When you're hurting and you're lonely and you're having a hard time and your body's not behaving, the Lord says to rejoice in your suffering, and you want to throw the package out, baby, water, dirty, all of it out. But you can't afford that. Because God is after something. He's after you and me having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of an anointed person in the earth will change the atmosphere where you are every step of the way. It'll change the atmosphere where you go to work, where you go to sleep, where you get up in the morning, and when you go to bed at night. It'll change the atmosphere because your heart is going to be focused that there's something ongoing and it's progressive to the positive. You may not comprehend it at the moment. You may not be declaring it loudly because, again, of the pressure tactics that are involved. But you see, it's going to develop character. And character will create hope. And out of that hope, you'll see things differently about yourself than when you've ever seen before. So this word this morning is to remember that as I rejoice in that suffering, I can't say it was, let's say, suffering like a year ago. I can't say that. What was difficult was having to be dependent. What was difficult was, I can't do this right now. So my wife has to do it for me. I have to wait to receive and do it joyfully. Well, she was the one that was receiving for a while, and now the whole package is reversed. And I'm having a hard time traveling from the communion table to the chair because it felt like I was losing my balance and I had no legs. Like they were made out of rubber. And all I could do was sleep. And if you put food in front of me, I'd run the other way. So I lost about 6 or 7 pounds. Not the way I would choose to do. But there was zero ability to receive. The appetite is back. Thank God for that. I'm not upset about that. But the energies are still, let's say, under construction. And the idea of changing how I think, I believe the Holy Spirit has done something, and that's my prayer, that it will stay. See, I can go right back to the old pattern. It doesn't take long to go back to the old pattern, does it?
No.
Okay. But the scripture says he's giving us grace. You see, that unmerited favor is mine today, because he gave it to me day after day after day after day. The help came. Last Sunday was the most awesome Father's Day that I've ever had. And the highlight of that was this. I've got company. The house has got a lot of people. My son came with his wife from Maine. They landed at the house a little after 9. They brought enough food for an army. They brought all kinds of flowers and cards and the whole package of that. And they did everything. All Irene and I would do was just sit there and enjoy. So now it's late afternoon. My grandson's there with the 3 children and his wife. And my son is sitting. And of course, my son and my grandson, they are always teasing each other about this or that, okay? So the conversation is half about how things are going and am I getting better and so on and so forth. And so, of course, my son said something. I forgot what it was. And Christopher responded, well, he says, I have a conscience, you know. Now my son goes onto his knees and he starts bowing in front of him like this in homage.
I've been praying.
Okay?
I've been praying for years
for this. I never thought you had one. And now you've admitted it. And my daughter-in-law is screaming at the top of her lungs. She says, he doesn't even kneel down. He can't kneel down. Look at him. Look at him. I mean, it was a sight to see that you could never really duplicate. And it was all done in front of me as a demonstration that God is changing them.
Amen.
And changing me.
At the same time.
Would you do me one more favor? Just close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
You are a personal Savior.
You are a personal Savior.
And you're doing a job in me today.
And you're doing a job.
And I'm not letting you off the hook.
And I'm not letting you off the hook.
I want more.
I want more.
I want to taste your love for me.
I really want it.
So that it be convinced.
So
and my soul will match my spirit.
There won't be a war anymore.
The soul will submit.
The soul will submit.
To the great things Jesus has done for me.
And even in suffering.
I can say thank you.
I can trust you.
I can trust and rejoice.
That your word is true.
And it's manifesting in me. Because of your great love. For me.
For me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I heard these words. The gift of life and health are truly visible. When a test comes and you are to be saved, as you see and taste disability. I repeat. The gift of life and health are truly visible. When a test comes and you are to be saved, as you see and taste disability. Yes, I taste it and I'm grateful for all that I've learned. Not all of it fun. just thanks. And I will rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I hear also earlier these words. There is a hidden agenda that will rise this week, so be rejoicing and celebrate. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I am in control. And I have a sense that that's because of the fourth. And that's all I wrote. That's all I've got. It's your turn. Any praise reports?